So this is a first for you and a first for the Healy. Did you ever worry that you weren't going to be able to make it to Nome and back?
There was no doubt in my mind Healy would make it back out. Yeah, there was no question at all. The ice conditions were not beyond Healy's capabilities. It was making the track that and keeping the other vessel in close enough to us, now in a light-loaded condition. They didn't ballast down. We could get them out to the ice edge and continue on their way. But we had very favorable weather conditions with the northerly winds and steady progress to the south. And we eventually made it to the ice edge that had grown another couple hundred miles from when we last entered the ice edge on January 6th. We popped out of the ice it was about January 27th. We got to Dutch Harbor on the 29th.
You know, when I've seen video of the trip, it seems like the Healy came pretty close to the Renda while breaking trail. Close distance-wise, that is. Were you ever worried about hitting them?
There were a couple of times we were less than 100 yards apart, or less. There were a couple of times when the ice conditions and the amount of daylight early when we were figuring out how we were going to operate together, were such that we came with probably within 60 yards of one another, you know, 180 feet. Yeah. We changed our strategies and tactics right after that, and we got it done safely.
So I understand that one of the biggest challenges of this trip was that the Russian captain of the Renda wouldn't talk with you because you're a woman. Can you tell me about that and how you dealt with it?
It was a different experience my time in the Coast Guard, you know, having 26 years now, been in command of this ship had been in command for just about a year at this point last year, and achieving the rank of captain, I hadn't encountered that sort of experience for about 18 years. So it had been a while, but it was very familiar. Yeah. No, they just preferred not to speak with me. So we put the soothing tones of male voices on the radio, and they responded to that. So successfully we worked through the tactics and the techniques we were going to use to keep them close to us to continue moving north without touching each other. So, yeah.
You know, I think that's pretty shocking to most people who hear that. How did you react to that situation?
I was somewhat personally offended, professionally angered. Like, you don't know who I am and how I got to this position kind of a response, but, he doesn't know, so okay, fine. Let's just get this job done. And, put my sensitivities aside because that doesn't matter at all. So, yeah, through that, I think some of the crew members that had not experienced that sort of a reaction or either hadn't experienced it or hadn't witnessed it, got a chance to see it, and it's pretty uncomfortable. Now, you have the women junior officers or petty officers ready to pick up the radio. I said, you can't talk. They'll give me the puzzling look. Well, why not? I said, you can't talk to him. And we talk about it later, and they're just like, how can he do that? I said, that's his way. That's fine. We got a way around that. Let these guys talk, and we'll get this done.
Based on your experiences on this trip, what do you think the U.S. needs to do to be better prepared as an Arctic nation?
If we're going to get serious about operating in the Arctic, we need to figure out what type of a vessel, what the capabilities need to be built into a vessel, into a fleet of vessels to operate in the Arctic. If we're going to have ships a full fleet of ships operating there. What do we want them to do? And then we also need to be examining what sort of infrastructure we need to have available. I mean, there are no deep water ports. Kotzebue, Barrow, Nome can handle a certain draft vessel, but Healy draws too much water to go into Nome. So again, that's another design feature in a vessel. It's what kind of port, what kind of shoreside support do we need to also have available? Now, are we okay with ships coming all the way to Dutch Harbor for some light industrial maintenance? Or will they need to go on to Seattle for a dry dock that can handle a ship like Healy?
You're about to come to the end of your time as the captain of the Healy. Do you think that you'll be involved in any of that planning down the road?
I'm sure we'll get tapped for, if not a direct assignment, with some study groups, some study teams that'll be pulled together for looking at our Arctic experience and how what we saw or what we learned will play into any sort of studies within the Coast Guard or maybe DOD or the Department of Homeland Security.